We're here now on Daf Vav Amud Aleph, on the top of the Amud, and we spoke about Midi Dehaviyah Mavir Chefetz Pshus Harav. We're trying to find some sort of basis for the conclusion of Rabbi Yochanan that if you carry something from a Rishus HaYoch and you take something out of your house and you carry it into a flat, you put it down in a Rishus HaRam, but you carry it Derech Stav, which means through a Rishus HaPoteres, it's a Rishus of Mokum Ptur, then you Chayev. Even though there was a hefsek between your Akira in Rishus HaYochid and your Anoch in Rishus HaRam through a Mokum Ptur, you still Chayev. So Gemara tried, and that's what we discussed in the previous Shia, to derive it from the case of Mavir Dalet Amos. But the Gemara says, no, you can't derive it from Mavir Dalet Amos because the Dalet Amos between the Akira and the Anocha is a Mokum HaMachayev, it's a Rishus HaMachayeves. So we're up to the word Ella, which is 5 lines down on Daf Vav Amud Aleph. Ella, the source for this Chiyuv of Derech Stav, is Midi Dehaviyah Mavir Chefetz Mitchilas Arba L'Bsof Arba. And this is called the Derech Tzimtzum, meaning he starts at the beginning of 4 Amos. You could measure with a line 4 Amos. And he places the object down, Bidyuk, exactly, but Tzimtzum at the end of the Dalet Amos. And his Kavana was to be Mavir a little bit more than the shear of Dalet Amos. And he's Chayav. Why is that a proof for Rabbi Yochanan's halacha derech stav? Hasam lav, isn't it true? The afal gavdi manachle betoch arba amos potur, ki manachle besof arba amos chayav. Is hochinami lo shno? Isn't it true? The Gemara says if he would put it down anywhere within the dalet amos, he'd be potur. And nevertheless, when he puts it down at the end of Dalet Amos, he's Chayav. So we should say the same thing in the case of Derech Mokum Ptur, where if he would put it down anywhere there in the Mokum Ptur, he'd be Potter. But nevertheless, he should be Chayav when he takes it through the Mokum Ptur and puts it down in Rishus HaRabin. The Gemara rejects that too. Mi Domi, is that similar? There in the case of Mav Rishus HaRabin Gabi Hai Gavra Mokum Ptur, relative to him, it's a Mokum Ptur, but L'Kuli Alma for everybody else, it's a Mokum Chiyuv. For example, if somebody else would take an object from Rishus HaYochid and put it down exactly in that spot in between his Akir and his Hanochi, be Chayav for Meleches Hotzah by putting it down in a Rishus HaRabin. But Hacha L'Kuli Alma Mokum Ptur, who here the Stav is objectively for everyone a Mokum Ptur. Let's just point out the difference between the first attempt, the previous attempt on the top of this Amud, and this attempt now to brew Rabbi Yochanan. In the first attempt, we're talking about going beyond Arba Amos. So he's already carried the object 4 full Amos, and now he continues carrying it. He's Halicha goes beyond the Arba Amos. And that extra halicha is not mechayev him at all. And therefore the Gemara thinks that at some point before the Hanocha, let's say the Hanocha is at the end of 6 Amos, he has certainly gone through, so to speak, a Mokum Ptur until he actually does the Hanocha. And that's what the Gemara calls Afal Gavda Kama Dinoket Levi Ozil Potur. In other words, this extra halicha beyond Arba Amos is basically a Ptur. And yet it doesn't form a Hefsek, it doesn't break up his Chiyuv from the Akira to the Hanocha. And the Gemara rejects it by saying no, because even though he adds to the Arba Amos, but nevertheless, that's not the difference between the Chiyuv of Dalet Amos and the Chiyuv of Vav Amos. It's all the same. The second proof is a case where he stops in his tracks Bitzimtzum immediately at the end of 4 Amos. And now the Gemara is asking, well, if he would have put down the Chefetz anywhere within the Arba Amos, he'd be Potter. why should be chayv if he doesn't put it down? He's actually taking it through a makom ptur, and the Gemara answers no. That relative to everybody on the face of the earth, that's not a makom ptur. It would be a makom chiyu. For him, it's a makom ptur. But in the case of stav, for everyone, it's a makom ptur. Ella, the Gemara finds another source. Midi the havi amotzi mishus hayochil mishus arabim derech tzide mishus arabim. Now he's carrying it from rishus Hayochid into Rishus Aram. The Akiru was in the Rishus Hayochid. The Anochu was in Rishus Aram, but he passed through a Tzide Rishus Aram on the sides of the Rishus Aram. For example, let's say there's a Chotzer, and this Chotzer has a Goder, it has a fence to it, and that fence is right near the Rishus Aram. And if that fence is, let's say, open in a way that he can go through it, then that place where he enters into has a status of Tzidei Rishus Harabim. Now there's machlokas between Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer and Erevin about the status of Rishus Harabim. We're going to get to that a little bit later, but according to Chachamim at least, the din, the status of Tzidei Rishus Harabim is not a Rishus Harabim, but rather it's a Karmelis. So we're talking about a case where there's a Chotzer and Nifritza HaGoder. The Goder of the Chotzer, the fence that surrounds this courtyard, has been opened. Right? There's a kind of a, we'll call it a hole in it, a hole in the Goder. Bimilua, in its entire section. Litzad Rishus Harabim. And in the case of Nifritza, even though he can walk through it, nevertheless, it's still considered part of the Chatzer, and according to the Chacham at least, its din, its status is that of a Karmelis. So that seems to be a perfect matching proof to this, to the principle of Yochanan, that even though you took it through a Makom Ptur, but from a Rishus HaYochid into Rishus Harabim, Yochayev. So Gemara rejects that too. Why? Well, first let's see the Gemara's logic in supporting this proof. Hasam, in that case, when he carries it from Rishus HaYochid through a Chatzah, through a Chatzah that has the status of a Karmelis. Lav, isn't it true? The Afagav de Imanichle, if he were to put down the Chayfetz at Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, he'd be potter, it has a din of a Karmelis. But nevertheless, when he carries it through the Tzidei Rishus HaRabim and he puts it down in Rishus HaRabim, he's chayev. Hachinami lo shna. So at this point, the Gemara has what seems to be a healthy analogy. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Maskifle Rav Papa, Rav Papa asks a kasha, hanichle Rav Banon, im esech the Erevin. The Amri Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, Lav Kirishus Harabim Dami, it has the status of a Stav, meaning the same status of a Stav, and it's a Mokom Ptur, because again, that's an area that's set off from Rishus Harabim, it's called Tzidei Rishus Harabim. Everything is fine. Elo le Rabbi Eliezer. What are we going to do with the Sheet of Rabbi Eliezer Dama? He maintains that Tzidei Rishus Harabim is Kirishus Harabim Dami, that since you have a way of going, because it's Nifritza, there's a Pirtza in the God there, and you will just travel through that Pirtza to get to the other side, therefore it's considered a continuous section of Rishus HaRabim. It's Michael of Meimar. How are you going to prove anything? Because even the Makom Pirtza itself is a Makom Chiyuv, and that's for everybody, it still has the status of Rishus HaRabim. The Gemara rejects this and says, "Omale Rav Acha Breid Rav Ika Le Rav Papa Emer Deshamet." When do we hear from Rabbi Eliezer that he holds that Tzidei Rishus HaRabim is Rishus HaRabim Domi? That's Hecha De Leka Chifufe, but Hecha De Ika Chifufe Mishamet Le. So, what are we talking about? Leka Chifufe. Rashi interprets that there are no yesedos ketanim, there are small pegs that are placed in the ground to push away the rabim, let's say push away the agolos. You know, sometimes you have an area and you want to keep people away from going into that area, so you set up yesedos. Now, what's the status of tzidei rishus harabim? So Rabbi Eliezer says it all depends. If you have those yesedos, hecha de'ika chifufei, that's where he holds, since you've set away the rabim, you know, you sort of wave the red flag, keep away, they're chifufei. It's sort of like in a parking lot, you know, you want to back into a certain spot, but they put up chifufei, they put up these yesedos. And you can just bash into these yesedos and you ruin your car. So you're running around with carts and agolos and you hit these chifufei. Once the owner of the chutz has put these chifufei on, he's banished the rabim. And in such a case, even Rabbi Lezer would mode that the status of that area called Tzidei Rishus HaRabim is that of a caramel. Listen, nevertheless, you'd be chayiv if you took it from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim Derech Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. But Hecha Deleka Chifufei, that's where Rabbi Eliezer disagrees with the Chachamim, and he holds that even though we all know that this area belongs to Ploni Almoni, who owns the Chatzer, but nevertheless it was Nifritza, and there are no Chifufei, so there's nothing that, no barriers that inhibit the moving of the Agolos away, you know, they're not going to be Mischachei Peksolim. And that's the Chatzah Shenifritza in Erevin, about which Rabbi Eliezer says it has the status of Rishus HaRabim. The Rishus HaRabim now extends and swallows up the Tzidei Rishus HaRabim because it's a Mokom Hiluch Rabim, it's Nifritza, and there are no Chifufe, there are no Yesedos to prevent it. Then it's called Rishus HaRabim. But what would be in a case of Tzidei Rishus HaRabim where there are no Chifufe? Sorry, let's go back. What would be the status of Tzidei Rishus HaRabim where the owner of the chatzah put up chifufei? You can't tell me that's an extension of the Rishus HaRabim. Certainly you would not identify Rabbi Eliezer's statement, his principle of Tzidei Rishus HaRabim in this case when it's chafufei. And therefore you'd have to maintain that Rabbi Eliezer would agree, admit to the Chachamim that in this case Tzidei Rishus HaRabim is not Kirishus HaRabim, and yet if you take something out of Rishus HaYochanan and you go through these Tzidei Rishus HaRabim into the Rishus HaRabim and you put it down Rishus HaRabim Yechai from Rishus HaRabim Hilkach Lahadamya, now we have a source for Rabbi Yochanan's Halach of Derech Stav. Then if you take an object, let's go over it one more time, from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim Derech Stav, which is a Makom Tur Yechayev, and we see that in the case of Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, you took it from Rishus HaYochid through the Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, you put it down in Rishus HaRabim and you are Chayev. Now let's go back to Ben Azai for a moment. Ben Azai holds that if you carry something from your chanus into the flatya, from your Rishus HaYochid into the Rishus HaRabim, putting it down Rishus HaRabim, but you go through Derech Stav, through a Mokom Tur Yipater. And the reason why is because Mahalik Ka'omei Domi. Every time he takes a step, it's considered as if he made Anocha. So for all intents and purposes, he made Anocha in the Carmelis, which is called the Stav. And then he was Oker, when he moves his body the next step from the Carmelis and he puts it down in Rishus HaRabim, then he had a new Akira following a new Hanocha. I mean, every time it's Hanocha and then it's starting with Akira. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Umode Benaze Bezorek, meaning, let's face music. According to Rabbi Benaze, you can never be Chai for Mavir Dalin Amos, because every time you put your foot down, you've made a hanocha. But, says Rabbi Yochanan, what happens if you threw an object from the beginning of Dalet Amos to the end of Dalet Amos? You'd be chayav, even according to Ben Azai, because there's no mahalik ka'omei domi. So you had an akira b'tchilas dalet and a hanocha b'sof dalet. So too in the case of Rabbi Yochanan, where he picks up something in a chanus and he takes it derech stav into a platya, into a sarabim. And Rav Natzai says, you'd be potter because every time you put your foot down, mahalich is ka'omi tomi v'zanocha, in the platya. But in the case of Zorek, if you took your object and you would throw it from your chanus, such that it lands in a platya and it goes through a stav, you'd be chayet, because here there's no hanocha. Now, the only question we have to ask here is there any relationship here to the principle of kluta kamisha huncha dami? That when it's flying through the air, it's as if it's nach. Now, keep in mind, Rabbi Yochanan is unaware of the brisa, which the Gemara is going to bring later on to support his principle. So how does he know that Ben Azai is moded in the case of Zorek? Maybe Ben Azai would say you're potter based on, as we said before, kluta kamisha huncha dami, and therefore when he's a Zorek through the stav, it's as if it's nach in the stav. So the answer is that Rabbi Yochanan did not intend to determine bevada'ut as an with absolute certainty that this is what Ben Azai would hold. He's just saying that it could be that Ben Azai's p'tur is only in halicha, but it doesn't apply to zrika. In other words, he's going to claim that mahalech is potter because we never found in the Mishkan a mahalech through a makom p'tur. It could be that we never found a Zorek through a Makom Tur. But if the logic of Ben Azai is Mahalech Ka'omi Domi, it only applies to Mahalech, and in Zorek you'd be Chayev. That's the analysis of Rabbi Yochanan. And now the Gemara quotes a Braisa to support Rabbi Yochanan. Tanya Nami Hochi, we found in a Braisa, Motzi Michanus Leflat Yedech Stav Chayev, Echad ha-motzi v'echad ha-machnis, echad ha-zorek v'echad ha-moshit. Ben Azai omer, ha-motzi v'machnis potur, ha-moshit v'zorek chayov. So it's crystal clear from this braisa that Ben Azai disagrees with the Chachomim about chanus leplat yederech stav only because he was walking and carrying it. Because Ben Azai holds that mahalik when you're walking is kinach domi. And therefore, based on this principle of Ben Azai, that mahalik ka'ome domi, you have a hanocha in the makom tur, in the stav. But, says the Braisa, in the case of Zorek, even Ben Azai agrees that he's going to be chayav, despite the fact that it's in flight through a stav. And the reason is because here we don't apply the principle of Mahalik Ka'omi Domi, so there was never a Hanoch on this Chefetz. Now keep in mind that this price adds another element which we didn't pay too much attention to, and we should, of Echad HaZorik V'Echad HaMoshit. And you may recall that we had learned earlier in Masechta Shabbos that there's a malacha called Moshit. And in the case of Moshit, where you stretch your arm out and you move the chayfetz from one rishus to the other, you're chayev. And you're chayev according to the Chachamim, even though you went derech stav. So you're Moshit from rishus hayochid through a derech stav, through a makom tur, and you put it down in Rishus HaRabim, you're chayef. Now, the Bryce is adding that even Ben Azai would agree in that case that you're chayef. Why? Because there was never a hanocha. It's only in the case of Mahalik that's considered a hanocha. Now, Rabbi said, we've been talking about Otsah for almost five blocks. Well, let's get down to the basics. What are the Rishuyos of Shabbos? What are their sizes? How do you define them? Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a Braisa. Arba Rishuyos l'Shabbos. There are four different categories of Rishuyos. Each one has its own din as far as Shabbos is concerned. Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim, Karmel, Zumokum Ptur. And we've discussed on many occasions that a Karmelist is not a Rishus or Rabim, even though technically it is accessible to the Rabim. And the word Karmelist comes from a pasuk in Yeshayahu Navi, Ya'aro ve'Karmelo, which is a yar, which is a forest full of very tall trees, and Karmel is a place where you have an orchard, a field with a vineyard in it, with vines in it. So it's not a makom hiluch tmidi l'rabim, but it's also not designated solely, exclusively for the yachid. So it falls in that gray category between rishus rabim, falls between the drops of a rishus rabim and a rishus hayachid. And all this you'll see in Rashi back on Daf Gimel Amud Beis. The Yerushalmi seems to assume that if you look in Vayikra Beis, as far as the Korban HaOmer is concerned, it says Geresh Karmel. And that's a reference to something that's neither Lach nor Yovish. It's right in the middle. So Karmel, which is Notrikun for Rach Mal, is something that's neither here nor there. And we're using that and barring that term to describe a Rishus that's neither here nor there, like a forest that we discussed before, or a vineyard. And now the Braisa differentiates between Karmelis and Makom Ptur. Both of them are neither Rishus Rabim or Rishus HaYachid. In the Torah, they both have the identical status. So you'd be allowed to be Motzi or Machnis from either one of these two Rishuyos into a Karmelis. But as far as a Derabbanan is concerned, here's wherein lies the difference between a Karmelis and a Makom Ptur. So let's say you would carry an object for Amos in a Karmelis. As far as the Torah law is concerned, that would be a Makom Ptur, you'd be Potter. The Rabbanan would say it's Asur B'Toras, a Shvus called Karmelis. And in a Makom Ptur, for whatever reason, the Rabbanan did not institute that Gzera. A Karmelis is a very chashuv place. A Makom Ptur has no chashivus whatsoever. It's less than Arba al Arma Tfachim, as we'll see in the Hemshech HaBraisa. Now, l'chora, there should be a fifth Rishus, which is called a Karpav, which is an open area that's very large. It's larger than what's called a base Sasayim, and it has Mea al Chamishim Amo. And if you surround it with a fence and nobody's living there, then you would be chayv like a Rishus HaYochid if you threw something from Rishus HaRabim into the Karpav. And yet, in a Karpav, although it has the status of Rishus HaYochid, Ein Metaltelin Bo Yosef Me'arba Amos, we give it the same status of Rishus HaRabim as far as Tiltul Dalet Amos is concerned. And this is Sugya in Erev and Adav Zayin. But the answer is that a Karpav is not a Rishus unto itself. It's a full-fledged Rishus HaYochid because it's surrounded by Mechitzos. However, as far as Tiltul inside of this Rishus HaYochid, they made a Gzera and they gave it the status of a Karmelis. But it's really included on a Doraisa level in Rishus HaYochid. Ezi Rishus HaYochid Charetz Shu Amok Asorit Fafirach of Arbal Arba. If you have a subterranean Rishus HaYochid, which means that you have a ditch that is 10 tfachim deep, and it has the width of Arba tfachim al Arba tfachim, so that charitz has the status of a Rishus HaYochid. So you dug a hole, a major hole, in Rishus HaRabim, that becomes Rishus HaYochid. And v'chein gader. Gader is a wall, which is 10 tfachim high, and 4 tfachim on 4 tfachim wide. Zuhi Rishus HaYochid Gmura. So this ditch is a Rishus HaYochid, and the top of the wall, the top of this gadir, this gag of the gadir, is Rishus HaYochid. Now you might ask, wait a minute, there are no mechitzas that surround the top of the wall, but nevertheless we have a principle of godasik mechitzas, so we imagine the outer mechitzas of this kosel, which is Arba Laba, they go up all the way to Shamayim. So the gag of this kosel is surrounded by mechitzas. The Gemara is going to clarify why the Braisa uses the term Rishus HaYochid Gemura. That's going to be on Daf Vav and Beis. So the klal here is the following. Any Rishus that is deep or high, Asar Tfachim, with a width of Arbal Amis, Arbal Amis Tfachim is considered a Rishus HaYochid, whether it's a Charitz, a tail, a Gadir. If you had Karka, flat ground that was surrounded by four mechitzos, each of them is asar tefachim begova, and within the mechitzos you have a space of four amos on four tefachim on four tefachim, you are looking at a rishus hayochid. What's the maximum size of rishus hayochid? There is no maximum size, so you could have a full city that has the status of rishus hayochid under certain circumstances, certain conditions, if it's mukaf choma, and if it's called dalsos neulos balayla. Even a kli, a utensil, could have the status of rishus hayochid. Let's say, for example, you had a boat, and the boat is 10 tefachim high, and certainly arba tefachim wide. We'll have a case later called a kaveres. All of these are considered rishus hayochid. And again, it doesn't matter who owns the rishus. It could be owned by the rabbim. It doesn't matter. It still has the status of rishus hayochid because it's mukaf mechitzos gvoas yudfach. Ezi rishus harabim sratya, which we said is a place where people gather in a sort of like an open area, and there's like a highway that goes through this stratya and it takes you from one city to the other. So the rabbim travel on this stratya in order to travel from one city to the other. Platya gedola, so we have a kikar, you know, an open area which is very wide, and people gather together there for many reasons, but usually for schora, to sell their goods. Umevo'os, and also side alleyways, if they have a certain width, and that's called sheshesrei amos, 16 amos wide. Hamefuloshim, what are these mevo'os? They have an opening on both sides, and they enter or spill into the flatya gedola that we spoke about. That's called mefulosh. Zui rishus harabim gemura, and again we're going to discuss what the word gemura means. Now the Braisa tells us a little bit about the dinim that apply to rishus harabim and rishus hayochid. Ein motziyim rishus hayochid zu. Rishus harabim zu. So it doesn't matter whether you're taking something from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim, that's called Achnasa, or you're taking something from Rishus HaRabim and taking it out or into, I should say, Rishus HaYochid, that's called Hotzah. I mixed it up. If he's taking it from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim, that's called Hotzah. If he takes it from Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYochid, that's called Achnasa. The Imhotzi, if he takes something from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim, or Hichnis, which means Achnasa from Rishus HaRabim into a Rishus HaYochid, so you have Hotzah and Achnasa. Bishogeg Chayv Chatas, Bemezid on Shkares. And if there are Edom and Asrov in Iskal, he gets Skila. So we're talking about a full-fledged violation of a Malacha Doraisa. Now we get to Carolus and its Din. Aval yom ubika, if you have a waterway, and we're talking about a body of water where it's very difficult to assume that people are easily getting around here. You know, it's not masses of people. It's interesting that the Braisa here doesn't say Ezohi Carmelis, like it's said by Rosh Hashanah Yochid and Rosh Hashanah Rab, because he's already established in the first part of this Braisa what a Rosh Hashanah Yochid is. Right, it's Amok or Gavoa Saratvachim. He's already established exactly what Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is, that it's Tashmish Rabbim, and it's got a certain width to it. So the Mela, I understand that any area that doesn't have any of those conditions really falls into this third category of a Karmelis. So the Braisa just has to tell us that a Yam and a Bika, and we'll get to an Istadis, these are, each one is a Karmelis. You could have had a Havamina that any of these three, as we'll discuss soon, would be either Rosh Hashanah Rabbim or Rosh Hashanah Yochid. So that's the Chiddush. The Chiddush is that a Yam is not a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Then we get to a Bika, which is a kind of a valley which has many different fields in it, and there's no Hekef Mechitzos, because if there were Hekef Mechitzos, it would become Rosh Hashanah Yochid. And then we have the case of Istavanis. And Istavanis is a place right in front of the various stores. You can imagine a strip mall, an outdoor mall, and people bring their schora in front of all these shops, all these stores. And it's very difficult to maneuver, navigate yourself through these makom schoras. And vakarbalis. And again, the Gemara is going to ask, what is Vahakarmelis? Because we just mentioned Bika and Istavanis. These are all Karmelis, for example. So why don't you add Vahakarmelis? Now, what's the status of all the above? Ain't a Lokirshus Arabim, the Lokirshus Ayachid. They don't have the status of Arabim because it's not a Suyel Lahiluch Rabim. It's not similar to what we call Machna Yisrael Bamidbar. And it's not a Rosh Hashanah Yochid because it doesn't have mechitzos. So what is the din that applies to a Karmelis? A nosim and nosnin betocha. In other words, even though minatori you're allowed to be metaltal inside, you can be machnis and motzi inside from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim or from Rosh Hashanah Yochid, but nevertheless minarabon it's also metaltal besocha, meaning you can't carry something for amos in a Karmelis. And the reason for this Isur the Rabban is because it's similar to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. They made Gzeira giving it the status of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and therefore a Nosim v'Nosim b'toch arba amos. V'Nosam v'Nosam b'socha potu. Potu means he's not chayv misa, he's not chayv achatos. He's only in violation of an Isur the Rabban. Now number two, not only is the Karmelis like Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and there's an Isur tiltal arba amos in a Karmelis, but in addition to that, so now we're really broadening the scope of this gzeiras chachomim of a Karmelis, and we're saying that a Karmelis is very similar to a Rosh Hashanah Yochid because the Rabbim don't go there, but it also has a certain similarity to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Everybody's allowed to go there, it's not closed off or mukaf mechitzos. So therefore, you're going to have an Iser Hotzah and Achnosah from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim into a Karmelis, and the same from Rosh Hashanah Yochid. So you cannot take from one of these, Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, Rosh Hashanah Yochid, into a Karmelis or out of the Karmelis into one of these. And the fear is that if we allow you to do that and take something out of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim into a Karmelis, or from Rosh Hashanah Yochid into a Karmelis, that maybe he'll come to be motzi machnis even from Rosh Hashanah Yochid Gemura into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, or the opposite. And once again, the Braisa points out him hotzi vehichnis potu. Now the Braisa continues by clarifying some of the dinim that apply to to Chatzeros and Mevuos. Chatzeros, these are courtyards of houses that belong to the Rabim. So let's say you had, for example, a chotzer that opens up, it spills into a Shusar Rabim. And there are many houses around the circle that all open up into this common chotzer. So all the dayorim, all those who live in the batim, they go through this chotzer. They end up out in Rishus HaRabim, but they use it to get to Rishus HaRabim. Then we have the case of Mevoos She'eno Mefuloshim. You know, you go into the Mavoi, into this alleyway, but you can't go out of the alleyway by continuing. It's not open on both heads. It's only open on one end, on one side. And when you have the Bnei Chatzeros that we spoke about before, they all spill into this Mavoi and they exit through the Mavui into a Rishus HaRabim. So these are the cases that belong to Masechta Erevin. If the common neighbors that share this kikar, you know, so to speak, and they enter into this chatzer, they want to make an Eruv, which is called an Erev Chatzeros, which is when all the Bnei Ha'ir, I'm sorry, the Bnei Ha'chotzer, Misarvim Yachad, they put down a pass on one of the Batim in this Chotzer, on behalf of all the Bnei Ha'chotzer, and they sort of demonstrate that they all, Ki'ilu, live in the same house. Then the Chotzer is considered an extension of the Bayis, and it's all one Rishus, they can carry from the Bayis into the Chotzer and back, is then mutarim, they're allowed to enter into the chatzah from the bayis carrying something, or vice versa. They're allowed to go from the chatzah into the mavui. And again, keep in mind that the mavui is open only on one side, it spills into the Rishus HaRabim. On the other side, it's Eino Mefulosh. But lo erevu asurim, you're not allowed to take things in or out of this chatzer or mavui without an eruv. And the reason for that is because then we view the chatzer as miyuchad lebaleihem. It's not a common chatzer that has a partnership of all of them together. And these chatzeros in the Mavui, each chatzer, so to speak, is designated for the dayorim of that chatzer. The Mavui, although it's meshutaf to all Bnei HaMavui, nevertheless the Chachom said you're not allowed to be motzi from Rishus Lershus. They made a siag l'Torah, a harchaka, to be marchik ono min avera, because perhaps a person will ultimately come to be Motzim Shaseyok Lushasarabim. Now we're up to the fourth category in this price, which is called the Makom Ptur, Adam Omed Alai Skupa. Right, the Skupa we said was like that strip, that threshold when you enter into a house. And it is three tfachim high. That's not usual for our Skupa, but back in the day that's what they had. And therefore it's not ki'ara smichta, it's not bottled to the karka, but it doesn't have arba alar metfachim. It's therefore even l'chatchila notel mibal hachotzer. You can take an object from the bal hachotzer if you're omed versus a yachid, and you can put it down on the eskupa, or alternatively no saint lo. You can give him a chefetz that's munach, it's lying on the skupa, and even though its makom anocha is contiguous to the house, which is Rishus HaYochid, nevertheless, the skupa doesn't have the status of Rishus HaYochid, it has the status of a makom tur. And in a similar vein, notel mi ani, right? The ani we always said is out there in Shisarabim. And you can take that chefetz and put it down on the eskupa. So it's going from a siyachid into a makom tur, v'chein no sein lo. You're allowed to give him a chefetz that's sitting, resting on the eskupa, and make the anoch in rishus harabim. Because in all these cases, there's no isur whatsoever. It's going from a makom tur that's less than arba tvachim, doesn't have any chashivus, and therefore you could say that the eskupa is like batel at the same time to Shisarab and at the same time to Shisayach. Ubavach lo yitol balabayis v'nosein la'ani, or me'ani v'nosein la'balabayis. In other words, you can't take it from a Shisayach to a Shisarabim or the other way around, even if in between you go through the eskupa and you have, let's say, put the object down the eskupa. In other words, you want to get a chefetz out of your house into Rosh Hashanah. So you figure out you have a chachma, you have a smart way of doing it. You put it down on the eskupa, and then you pick it up from the eskupa and take it out to Rosh Hashanah, because in both cases it's going from a Rosh Hashanah into a makom tur. But that's called a zilzul in Isur Shabbos. In other words, he's really artificially, deliberately creating a hotzav Rosh Hashanah. So that he's not allowed to do. So you can lay something down from the outside onto the scooper, from the inside onto the scooper, but that's the end of it. You can't lay it down and then pick it up and take it this way or that way. That would be nire la noshim. It looks to the spectator as if he was motzi from one mishus to the other. And they're going to become to imitate him and be motzi in a mamish case of hotzah mishseyach l'shisarab, even when there's no hefsik makom p'tur. But v'imnotal, v'nosan, shloshtam p'turim. So let's say that you had three people here, and you take it from the person who's standing in one rishus, and you give it to a person in a karmelis, or, excuse me, in a makom tur, I should say, an eskupa, and then he passes it on to the other person. So let's say, shloshtam, one is standing with Shisaram, the other is standing with Shisayachid, and there's one third party who's standing on the eskupa. So they're using the third party, the one who's standing on the eskupa, as the go-between to get it from him to him. So you have Ruvain, who's inside the house, wants to pass something out to Shima, who's out of Shisaramim, and they can do so by giving it to Levi, who's standing on the eskupa. However, once again, if we take a look at the Brice, it says, Kulam Pturim, Shloshtam Pturim. No one's Chayev Chatas, because no one violated the Issur Torah. Now, usually when we see the word potter in a brayse, it means potter aval mutter. And the reason why here, I'm sorry, potter aval asa, and the reason why here it's asa is because, again, it's a zilzul in Shabbos. They're just using the middle guy as a go-between in order to get it down onto the eskupa in a makom tur. Acherim Omrim, and we've already said in the past that Acherim is a reference to Rabbi Meir, Iskupa Mishameshes Shtei Rishuyos. What that means is that sometimes it has the status of Rishus HaYochid, sometimes it has the status of Rishus HaRam. How so? Ketzad? Bizman Shapesach Pasuach. The Acherim claim that if the door is open, then we view the Iskupa Kilifnim and has the status of Rishus HaYochid. Pesach Nol, if the door is locked, then Kilachutz. The eskupa now is outside in Rosh Hashanah and has the status of Rosh Hashanah. So this is the unique shita of the Acherim, that indeed the eskupa does take on a status. It's just that it's unclear what the status will be. Will it be Rosh Hashanah or Rosh Hashanah? And that depends whether the delis is patuach or not patuach. Im hoisa iskupa gvoa asara v'chav arba harezu rishus liatzma. If you had a large iskupa, which is 10 tfachim high, again, I can't imagine such an iskupa, but v'chav arba, and it has the width of the arba Tvachim al arba tvachim, then it separates itself as its own rishus, and it's rishus ayochin gemura. Omar Mar, we had a brisa, and we spoke about a charitz, which is amok asor rochav arba, or a goder, which is 10 amos, 10 tvachim high, and it's for a kosel that's 4 tvachim wide. Zui rishus ayochin lemute mai. Is the Tano when it says Zui Rishus Ayochid coming to exclude something? And the Gemara answers Lemute Had Rabbi Yehuda. Tisanya Yeser Al Kain Om Rabbi Yehuda Misha Yeshlo Shnei Batim. If a person has two homes, Bishnei Tzidei Rishus Arabim, so one home, one house faces the other one, and he wants to take an object from one house into another house, and he's going through Rishus Harabim because they're on two sides of the street. And now we're going to say in this Braisa, as we turn to Daf Vavam in Beis, Osa Lechi Mikan, the Lechi Mikan, Okora Mikan, the Kora Mikan, Vinose Vinote Vemtsa. So he can create an Eruv through the Rishus Harabim, allowing him, again according to Rabbi Yehuda, to set up mechitzos and convert the area between these two batim into Rishus HaYochid, so that now he's carrying from Rishus HaYochid in one bias through Rishus HaYochid in this area that has been siphoned off with what we'll call a Koramikan or a Koramikan and a Koramikan. So on both ends, he's got a Korah, and he's now established this area between the two batim as a Rishus HaYochid, and he can carry from one house into the other. And basically what we're seeing here is like this area has got mechitzos here. Now, where are the mechitzos? The mechitzos are the mechitzos of bias that are on one side of Rishus HaRabim, and the Mechitzas of Bais on the other side, Kenegdo, of the second Bais, Rishus HaRabim. However, we don't want him to be metaltel in Rishus HaRabim, so we require Mirabanan, a Heker, to make something that changes the area, at least on the outside, and that's called a Korah, or a Lechi. And the Chachamim said to Rabbi Yehuda, Eima Arvim, Rishus HaRabim, Mekach, that an Eruv of a Korah or a Lechi could not apply to something that only has two mechitzos, which is a Rishus HaRabim Doraisa. So Lechi and Korah as an Eruv are not meaningful in a Rishus HaRabim Doraisa to be matir tiltal in a Rishus HaRabim Shel Torah. Therefore, when we go back to the Tanav HaBraisa, when it says Zuhi Rishus HaYochid, it means Lafuke Rabbi Yehuda. And Zui Rishus HaYochid, you want to make Rishus HaYochid, you need a Mokum Mukaf Arba Mechitzos. But if only has two Mechitzos, and then you add this Lechi or the Korah, then although Rabbi Yehuda would recognize it as a Rishus HaYochid, the Chacham rejected that, because that area with two Mechitzos still has the status of Rishus HaRabim, and Aim of Arba Rishus HaRabim Bekach. The Gemara now asks, what does it mean, Zui Rishus HaYochid Gemura? Am I Korule Gemura? What's the extra word Gemura? Mao Desema. I might have thought, Kipli Rabban Alei Rabbi Yehuda. When do the Rabban reject Rabbi Yehuda? They say that a place that has only two mechitzos is still a Rishus HaRabim. You cannot set up an Erev Lohavi Rishus HaYochid. And therefore the Eruv of a Lechi or Korah is not sufficient. That's only Hanimili Litaltel, to carry within that area more than Arba Amos, because the Rabban are going to prohibit that Tiltel, because it looks like Rishus HaRabim. Aval Lizrok, if you want to throw something into that area from Rishus HaRabim inside, then Module, then the Chacham would agree to Rabbi Yehuda that that's considered Rishus HaYochid, and the Zorik is Chayav. Lefisha, hey modim shemina Torah, komak m'sheishol shtei mechitzos, the Rishus HaYochid. And if he's standing, Rishus HaRabim. and he throws something into this area which has the status of Eresh Sayachin Gemura Doraisa. Kamash Malan, the Tana writes Gemura to tell me Enokin that this is wrong. Zui Eresh Sayachin Gemura. Only this case, where there is a hekif of four machitzos, that's called a Rishus HaYochid Gemura, such that you'd be chayav if you threw from Rishus HaRabim inside, like if you had a charitz or a goder. But a makom which has machitzos, but lo nigmaru ha-machitzos, like the scenario that Rabbi Yehuda described, where there are two machitzos, that's not a Rishus HaYochid Gemura. It doesn't have the status of Rishus HaYochid, even according to the Rabbanan. You can't be Mechayev Ezorek from Rishus HaRavim into this area. It doesn't have the status of a Rishus HaYochid Gemura. And here Rav Ose is where we're going to stop. So let's just make a note that we're up to Amar Mar, the two dots, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines down on Daf Vav Amid Beis.